Professor Rolf, you are an expert at English learning. Can you say something about why we need to learn English?
There are lots of facts which help to persuade you that learning English is a good idea. 400 million first language speakers, 700 million second or foreign language speakers, and over 80% of the information stored in the world's computers is in English. More than half of the world's scientific journals are in English. It's the main language on the internet, and so on. In short, it's become the main way you get around. The way you do business with a foreign country, the way you get information.
What is the best way to learn English?
The answer is, nobody knows. So many English language schools, academics, business people, etc., say that they know the best way to learn languages, but that's only to make money.
How long will it take one to learn English?
This question can only be answered with a lot of, it depends. In particular, it depends on the level you start from, the level you want to finish at, how good a natural language learner you are, your first language, and how intensely you are studying, or how many hours you spend learning English.
How important is pronunciation?
People often get too worried about pronunciation and want to pronounce English correctly. So here's an idea which may surprise you. There is no such thing as correct pronunciation. It doesn't exist. But of course you want people to understand you. Most countries have a more neutral form of their different accents or dialects, often the form used on national television or radio. So whatever English-speaking country you're in, take that form as your model, and don't worry if you add a bit, but not too much, of your own accent. People will know better who you are.